What about efficacy against the tumor?
Again, you know, in the randomized trials against aromatase inhibitors, broadly, you'd have to say that it looks to be equivalent.
So then you move on to the issue of method of administration being a once-a-month injection as opposed to a daily pill. If you believe that it's sort of a toss-up in terms of these other issues, how do you decide then whether to use fulvestrant, an AI, or tamoxifen?
Yeah, this comes up a lot in clinical practice. The first question, of course, is what's the prior exposure? And the vast majority of patients with metastatic hormone-responsive breast cancer should be status post prior hormone therapy. At the moment, the biggest group will have had tamoxifen, although it's rapidly changed so that we're now seeing patients who either have had both tamoxifen and an AI or have only had an AI when they have recurrence. So to the degree that a patient's seen both tamoxifen and an AI in relatively short order sequentially, you're tempted, I think, to go right to a drug like fulvestrant. For patients who had only an AI, tamoxifen for many patients is going to be a bit easier choice because it's oral. And yet, I have to add, there are settings, and especially in places where there are financial restrictions on oral drugs, where fulvestrant works out as a better option for patients because, A, they don't have to lay out money for it, and B, from a compliance point of view, you know that an injected patient has been treated, whereas giving patients a prescription doesn't necessarily assure you that they'll be treated. This is not a problem in all practices and all settings, but it is an issue to consider. So what I'm really saying is that, from my point of view, there's no one best place for the drug. It represents for us one more option, and I actually think of it as a way of delaying the initiation of chemotherapy.